Good afternoon.
Hi, Sheila. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I think our call got disconnected.
Okay. I guess so. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I could not hear you. Okay.
So you asked me the total exposure in my life, and I said it was 10 times a year for the 14 years that I used it, so that's 140 times.
Okay, so you want to put 140 down for that question?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. And then do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay, and have you been exposed to any other herbicide?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
Actually, I used both.
Okay. I'll go ahead and write that down. Okay. And do you remember what store you purchased the Roundup from?
Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have receipts for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you do happen to find any. Do not destroy or tamper with it just because it'll help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed? Yes or no?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuit? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim? Yes or no?
No.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And do you have a medical record, like proof of a medical record that indicates the cancer type and diagnosis?
My doctor has them.
Okay,
sure.
But they do exist?
Yes.
Okay,
course.
Perfect. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Does not.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
My daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. And can I get her phone number, please?
773-988-2600.
And can you spell her first name for me, please?
N-I-C-O.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Sheila, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I said N-I-C-O.
Okay, and last name?
W-H-I-T-E.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so the last things are going to be diagnosis and medical treatment. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you with the B-cell lymphoma?
Yes, Leo Gordon.
From what I see on Google, I have Leo I. Gordon. Is that correct?
I don't know if the middle initial is correct or not.
He works at, hold on, let's see. Feinberg School of Medicine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Leo I. Gordon, and the address I have for him is the Galter Pavilion, located at 675 North St. Clair Street, Suite 21-100 in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611.
That sounds correct.
And then the phone number from what I'm seeing on Google for him is 312-695-0990. Does that sound correct?
I'm not sure. It's been a long time, but if that's what it says.
Do you have his phone number by chance?
No, I don't. That's
okay.
Been
no worries. And then is he the same doctor that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember the date that you started your treatment?
That was in, I'm sure I started it in February.
In February?
Yes, of 2012.
Okay. So if you have to estimate a date in February?
Probably 16th, maybe. 15th, 16th. I know it's the middle of the month.
Okay. On the 16th. And
yeah.
What is the name of the facility where you were treated?
I was treated at Northwestern Hospital.
Okay. Northwestern Medicine?
Northwestern Memorial.
Here, let's see what I can find on Google. Northwestern Memorial, you said?
Yes.
And that is in Chicago. Okay, so I have Northwestern Memorial Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that the same hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, so the address for that hospital is 251 East Huron Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60611. Would you rather have
yes.
me put that address down for Dr. Leo Gordon?
Yes, I guess you can.
Okay. All right. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was it a stem cell treatment, chemotherapy, immunotherapy,
no.
radiation, or surgery?
Chemo and radiation and medications.
Pain medication?
Yes.
Okay. And then how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Wow. It was awful. I had, like I said, I had those chemo treatments, which took my hair out, took my appetite away. I lost a lot of weight. I was lacked energy. The normal, I guess that's normal. That's what people in the chemo center said. That was getting chemo with me.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you went through that, but I'm happy to hear that you're cancer-free now.
I am.
All right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you just to make sure I have everything correct here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go through the entire thing. If anything sounds wrong or you didn't hear me, feel free to just interrupt me so we can go ahead and fix it, okay? But I'm just going to keep reading through, okay?
All right.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and you were diagnosed roughly around February 1st, 2012. You were sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 7946 South Green Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60620. You will be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and the date of birth I have for you is November 28th, 1951, and you sprayed Roundup for roughly around 14 years. Your first name is Sheila, spelled S-H-E-I-L-A, middle name A, last name W-H-I-T-E. The social security number I have for you is 337-44-3255. I have your height as 5'2", 165 pounds. Does that all sound correct so far?
Yes.
Okay. And I have your email as SWLUVNA@AOL.com. I have your phone number at 773-988-4775. You started
Correct.
Spraying Roundup roughly around May 1st, 1998 and stopped spraying roughly around February 1st, 2012. You sprayed directly yourself at home through landscaping in the backyard. You've had roughly around 140 exposures to Roundup. I just want to confirm you haven't been involved in other lawsuits, you haven't filed a disability or workers' compensation claim, and you haven't filed for bankruptcy. Is this all correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then I have the diagnosing physician as Leo I. Gordon. He is located at 251 East Huron Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611. His phone number is going to be 312-695-0990. You were treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital by Leo I. Gordon, roughly around February 16, 2012. You received chemo and radiation and pain medication. I have your current address as 7946 South Green Street in Chicago, Cook County, Illinois, zip code 60620. And I have your emergency contact as your daughter-in-law that does not live with you. We do have permission to contact this person if needed. Their phone number is going to be 773-988-2600. And I have their first name as Nico, spelled N-I-C-O, last name White, same as yours, W-H-I-T-E. Does this all sound correct?
It does.
Anything you'd like me to change?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. What I'll have you do is go ahead and put me on speaker. These documents are just going to require a couple signatures from you. Should take about 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Okay. You should have just received a text message. Let me know once you see that text message, okay? It's going to say DocuSign along with my name. Actually, give it another 30 seconds for it to go through to you. Okay, now you should have received them.
I did. I just got it. Shireen.
Yes, perfect.
Okay, so DocuSign, I clicked on it.
So click on that link, and then you're kind of just going to, super easy, just click around the yellow buttons until it doesn't let you click anymore. When it doesn't let you click anymore, that means it's prompting you for a signature, so go ahead and sign it. And then go ahead and start clicking again, and then it's just going to be the same repeated process.
Okay, I agree. Continue.
Yes.
And then it says, oh, start. Okay, required signature. Sign. Okay, adopt and sign. Okay, required signature. Required initials. Adopt initial. Oops, I might have been too fast. Required sign here. Required sign here. Required sign here. Finish. May download or print. All parties have completed. Learn more.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Sheila, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I know, you know, going through what you went through isn't easy to talk about because it's kind of revisiting the subject. So I do want to thank you so much for your patience and being so sweet with me over the phone. What I just went ahead and did was sent you a text message from my direct line, which is this number. It's going to be a 949 number. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. The attorneys
okay,
are going to be oh, go ahead.
Can you send me a copy of that, of those documents that I signed?
You should be able to save them on your end. Is that allowing you to?
I did not know how to do that.
I think you should be able to click on that link again, and it'll be able to, you can either screenshot it or you can save it onto your phone, but I wouldn't be able to send it to you again. On my end, I can't.
The document is now complete. All it says is close.
Huh, let me
this
see
document
it.
Is...
It doesn't allow me to resend it on my end once it's signed. Hold on, let me see. Are you able to text at all?
Yes, I can text.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll get an answer for you once we get off the phone, and then I'll send you a text on how to save them to your phone, okay? And we can text back and forth.
Thank
is
you.
That easier for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. So I don't want to take too much of your time. With that being said, the attorneys will be reaching out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. So everything we went over the phone, they need to verify with it, verify
okay.
it with you over the phone. So if you see their call, please pick up. They won't be able to start working on your case without speaking to you.
Okay.
So just make sure you pick up their call. If for any reason you did want to discontinue, they will be your main point of contact. So you just let them know, hey, I don't want to continue this anymore. That will be your main point of contact. But again, Sheila, I do want to thank you so much for your time. And if for any reason I need to reach you, I will be doing so on this number, okay?
Okay. Have a nice day. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.